The new head of Syracuse's Citizen Review Board calls its recent win in court against the Syracuse Police Department a positive precedent in how the review board operates. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the new administrator has a history of working with the Syracuse police chief, which he hopes will help both the police department and the review board move forward.
David Chaplin took over as the administrator of the review board in June. Previously, he was an attorney for the city of Syracuse in labor and personnel law. He negotiated on behalf of the city when fashioning labor agreements with the police union. He fought on behalf of Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler to uphold discipline enforcement against officers. But now Chaplin is on the other side of the table. He is the head of the independent investigative body reviewing allegations of police misconduct and making recommendations to Fowler on how an officer should be disciplined.
The reality is I inherited a mess of a relationship between the city, the Citizen Review Board, and the police department. The leaders of those organizations, for one reason or another, did not get along at the tail end of the prior administrator's tenure.
That mess included two lawsuits, both of which the review board won, saying they have the right to sue the city and Fowler has to reply to officer discipline recommendations the review board makes, even if the review board goes beyond a 60-day time limit.
When we win, we lose, and when we lose big. Because when we win, the fact that the city spent money fighting it and we spent money on a private attorney fighting it, the public loses.
Now Chaplin is hoping the city will not appeal the decisions, which they are expected to do. Chaplin says his communication with Fowler is only getting stronger. Chaplin says the police chief is willing to go through the prior policy recommendations of the board one by one to see if they can be implemented. That's one way, Chaplin says, he thinks the two can rebuild a fraught relationship. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.